One.
Hi, everybody. It's Dara.
I forgot to comb my beard.
You're all right. You look very handsome, as usual. We have Romania back in the house, back in the kitchen, and I am so excited because our sound should be working. Do you see the sound bars going?
Yes? Yeah, the last time we did a film, there was some people going, I can't hear what y'all are talking about.
And what you have to say is so essential, especially to us raw food lovers. And I just want to preface this. I'm going to really let Romania, who is a master Taoist herbalist, carry this whole thing because he has so much information to share with us. I just want to say that I believe that raw foods are essential in this time for detoxification, and eating a high raw foods diet is a good thing to help us stay healthy and beautiful.
I agree.
And I also know that I have been doing my own little intuitive things with tonic herbs, and I think it's time to step up the knowledge for me and for everyone on this channel to know why tonic herbs help on a raw living diet.
Yes. Yep, thank you. This has been a favorite subject of mine for about 5 years or so. You know, in Chinese herbology, what we call TCM, I want to refer to that term TCM a lot because that's what current Chinese medical system, its initials TCM, traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay.
So I'll always say TCM, so now you know
what everybody's going to know what TCM means. Okay. TCM.
They have based their medicinal system that they use now, their herbology system, become very complex. But they based it on my lineage. It was the original foundation or the original nucleus of all that. And so we looked at things from a very root orientation. And then the current TCM practitioners have taken that to another level of sophistication, great level of sophistication.
Okay.
And they focus a lot on what we call qi, which we know is qi is the energy of life, the energy of, but we look at qi in the body as the energy of metabolism. So it's the metabolism of something that we eat into energy, into what we call ATP in the Western world and all that. That's called qi. So current TCM is a lot of emphasis is placed on qi.
Okay.
And so that's why they get concerned when people talk about the raw food diet, because the raw food diet, in my opinion, and from my observation of it, its only potential, I don't want to use the word detriment or whatever, but
potential issue,
that's a good word, yeah, is that it can dampen the spleen and qi, because the raw food diet is a yin diet, you see.
Yes.
Yin is watery food. Okay, yin is cooling and water. Yang is fire and heat and all that, combustion and all that stuff. So what happens with the raw food diet is it's a highly yin diet.
And thank you so much. I hate when things are out of sorts and nobody tells me. Thank you.
You do the same with me.
You're good. I think you're good. Okay.
These pockets always get inside. That's what I don't like. Anyway, the TCM practitioners are right when they say, not too much raw food. Now, they won't say that to everybody, but here's the situation.
Because everybody's different.
Right.
Yes.
But with women, in general, oftentimes, women can hold moisture here.
Yes.
And we call, because women are what we call have a yin constitution. Yin is, again, water, the absorptions. Mm-hmm. Women take in and they hold. Mm-hmm. So women are always the silent ones.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
we take in, we hold, we absorb energy, hold energy, and it tends to look like water retention.
It gets bloating. The female body wants to have masses here. You know, it's designed for that. And so
<That's> funny.
Having a yin constitution in general and taking in, the raw food diet can be contraindicated with a woman with an overly yin constitution because the woman can get bloated, water edema and bloating. Mm-hmm. Now, when this happens, the spleen, the Chinese view the spleen is the central organ system in their whole spectrum of the organ, the five organ systems they look at. The spleen is right in the middle.
Okay.
And it needs to be like nourished all year round. The other organ systems are associated with various seasons, but the spleen, you always need to be nurturing it. The spleen, pancreas, duodenum, and small intestine, they represent a system.
Let's say it again. The spleen, the pancreas, the duodenum, and the intestine?
Small intestine.
Small intestine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I liken the gallbladder in there a little bit too on this.
Okay, gallbladder too.
But That is a system that is the governing system of qi, of the transformation of what we eat and the churning and breaking down of that, rendering the nutrients out, the iron and these, and getting them into the red blood, and then the blood is the carrier of the qi through the system. It goes out the arterial system, it comes back the vascular system.
So
the spleen, the pancreas are the governors of qi. Now, let me go back to the damp before we go too crazy roundabout. The damp, and if certain women in particular eat a lot of raw food and start to retain the moisture, what happens is the spleen can get cooled down and get dampened.
Okay.
So that person's going to go to a Chinese acupuncturist and they're going to say, oh, damp spleen.
Don't eat raw
food. No raw food for you. Right?
Right.
And you're going to see that a lot, right?
I've heard that a lot. Mm-hmm. I've actually heard that a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
How does a woman know if she is retainer of...
No. There's a lot of factors that I don't know if I'm fully trained to go into stuff like the menstrual cycles and all this, but it can affect what we call upright qi. So you know, qi can trickle down. Women can have overbleeding, anemia. Mm-hmm. I'll get to all that.
Okay.
But it starts with the spleen, though.
Okay.
The spleen is the governor of the transformation of food into energy, and it needs to be warm and dry. It's like any stove. if you throw water on your stovetop burner, it's not going to heat the tea up as quickly, right?
Right.
Well, the stomach's like a pot of tea, and the spleen and the pancreas are the burners on the stovetop.
Okay.
And so we want them to be warm and dry.
Okay.
So that's where the TCM practitioners say, no raw food for you because it's cooling and dampening.
Raw food, or do they say
oftentimes say little to no?
Little to no, okay.
Really, the Chinese have a traditional way of taking a wok and putting a little water and a little peanut oil or something in there, and they chop up their veggies and they throw it in there and they sear it for just 30 seconds or so in a really hot heat. What they do there is they soften the outer cellulose and make it easy for your body to break it down in the stomach and extract the qi out of the juices without killing the enzymes inside.
That's beautiful.
So they kind of have a pretty good ideology on that. Plus, you know, it helps to kill any bacteria that might be on the surface, you know.
Sure.
So that's why they do that. That's why if you go to a Chinese restaurant and you get your gailan, you know, your Chinese broccoli, it's always kind of firm still, you know. So they kind of understand this.
My only issue with that is what oil are they using to heat up?
Yeah,
and it
all those
the structure.
Factors.
So if you use, I would say if you're doing any flash steaming like that, to use coconut oil or water and break down the cellulose, but and certainly flash steam it, but maybe not have the bad oils.
Right. That is a pretty good idea. In the case of say you've got a woman in particular with a damp spleen some bloating, water bloating, and edema. As you were saying, the indications
what
of that.
What does edema mean?
It's the holding of water.
Okay.
It can be all the way from, oftentimes it occurs from in the abdominal area down into the legs.
Okay.
Sometimes all the way down to the ankles, with some older women will get bloated ankles. That's all edema. And that's
all
what we call qi stagnation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, qi is governed by the spleen, so you want that warmth. And you want the spleen warm. You want that stovetop cooker. You want that knob up there high on the stove, flame up good.
Yeah.
So when you eat,
we
go to eat our raw food,
eat on this plate.
Yeah. When we go to eat our raw food, we can, quote, hydrolyze the food down the same way the Chinese did with that wok. We can break it down a little bit. Our stomach has more heat and flame than to break down that cellulose and get the juices out.
By doing what?
By making sure the spleen is warm and dry.
So if the spleen is warm and dry, then we can be our own little furnace to break down the cellulose.
You got the furnace right there.
Yeah, I love talking about fire. I love playing with fire. And I like being warm and dry. I don't like being damp. And I think that's one of the reasons that I have been doing my own little thing with a hot... I have hot liquids 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean,
especially in the winter, it's been cold.
Yeah,
good idea. Come summer, a little
it's
cooling.
Different.
You know, it's different. Yeah, your body actually wants to be cool.
I don't crave the cayenne and the habanero and those same hot things. I also have a fiery constitution, according to Ayurvedic medicine. Mm-hmm. So perhaps some people who are a little more fiery.
Well, that's why you're so nice and slender. You know,
I work out
on a lot
raw food
diet.
Well, and then raw food gives me energy too.
Raw food gives you the energy, and then the fiery constitution gives you the impetus to go work out that much too.
Right.
So that's part of, comes down to your constitution being a little bit yang, we call. But you have a nice blend of nice feminine energy and female
energy.
But I would say it's a healthy. You have a healthy energy. healthy balance between the forces of yin and yang.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
You know what I really appreciate you is that you're able to look at somebody and sense their constitution. And I know we're going to say this at the end, but this is really important. If anybody wants to have a consultation with Romania, we are so lucky to be able to contact him at this point. Mm-hmm. And you can talk to him on the phone or via Skype or however you do that.
Or come over,
he'll visit, mm-hmm. and you can have an idea of what will be right, you know, because that's special. Everybody's different.
Yeah, everyone is unique, but really our DNA is 99.99% the same.
Okay.
There's little variations, but those little variations are important. They're very important. They're the variations that make one plant different from another.
Right.
But mainly the DNA is the same thing. So we look at this. This ties into the general human, you know, constitution and DNA. These herbs are generally good for all people. But we look at those little variables, and they make a difference in the quality of our daily life.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, if we're carrying around water edema and bloating, our body's cold, our hands and feet are cold,
mm-hmm.
this is going to affect the menstrual period
with women.
We
don't feel right.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel
and,
good.
And that's, you know, affecting your blood physiology and your general chi. You want chi flowing. You want chi, what we call upright chi, going to glowing skin.
Like upright
warm hands and feet.
Chi, and it's moving everywhere.
Right.
Really cool thing is that I am guessing that a lot of women think that it's due to too much salt, but perhaps they can fix it with what's...
My interpretation has been that women think they're getting... that it's fat, you know.
Right. They either think it's fat.
Yeah.
They do think it's fat.
Uh-huh.
And they think...
And so they're going doing yoga at 8 a.m. every day, Bikram yoga, and going, why won't this go away, right? It's because they're just holding fluid. Now, the raw food diet, on one hand... The spleen is nourished by all those mm-hmm. enzymes. On the other hand, though, the dampness does inhibit the holding of the water.
Okay, so the spleen is nourished.
The spleen is nourished
by
raw food.
Why do you like raw food?
Well, actually, let me go to what happened to me to make me understand this.
Okay.
Because it ties into this, and I'm going to be trying to be concise.
Okay.
And
I want him to talk for a really long time.
Go ahead.
I'm only kidding.
I knew about the views of the Chinese acupuncturists had on raw food.
We're off and then we're on again. It's okay? Yes. Now, okay, mm-hmm. this is cool. So you knew you weren't eating raw food at the time you started studying.
I was eating raw food. A young guy came to work with us, and I got him hired there. His name is Truth Calkins. He's getting known now.
Yes.
So he worked with me starting out as an assistant of mine at the tea bar and everything there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's now quite well known. He was into the raw food thing, and I mm-hmm. already was too. But then the TCM practitioners who worked with us at Dragon Herb said, oh, you guys shouldn't be eating all that raw food.
Right.
And so what happened was one day, so I wondered, you know, mm-hmm. okay, I want to see some evidence that the raw food diet is bad. Because it felt right to me. I mean, I was eating it.
Camera a little mm-hmm. bit more this way.
Yeah. I was eating the raw food diet. Of course, I'm a man with what we call a yang constitution. The raw food works, you know, a little bit differently for us. And I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But anyway, a young lady walked into my tea bar there at Dragon Herb's. RT bar, mm-hmm. and she said, "I'm a raw foodist," very defiantly, you know.
Yeah.
And she looked fairly healthy, although I saw some widening in the hips a little bit, and she had some complexion issues, some acne in this. But other than that, she had a very vibrant constitution and energy.
Okay.
Her energy was very vibrant, and so I said, "Would you let me check your pulse?" And I checked her spleen pulse, which is right mm-hmm. here. And her spleen was really strong. I mean, the spleen pulse was going boom, boom. It was strong. And I said, "So you're a raw foodist, huh?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "But your spleen pulse is really strong. How could that be? I'd heard if you eat a lot of raw food, your spleen gets damp." And she did show some signs. She had some widening here.
Right.
She had some issues with complexion, which is part of this.
Okay.
The stagnant chi, if it isn't flowing, you know, it can end up with a little bit of that. She had some of these, but her spleen was strong. And I went, "Well, there's something going on. There's a benefit here. This mm-hmm. the organ system that we're talking about is actually very sufficient in her ability to extract nutrition from the food and turn that into chi, for her energy was good. It was vibrant. Yet she was holding some moisture here."
Okay.
So I said, "Okay, there's a good, but there's a little equation we got to figure out." And I was a raw food advocate for a long time. So this was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought about it a lot, and I was writing my book Healing Thresholds here. Which mm-hmm. I the first part of this book is about raw green juicing. So this is the only book in existence that talks about raw food and tonic herbs in the same equation, in the same book. And I'm really proud of that because I started writing it like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You
are definitely the only person that I have ever heard talking about that The first person that I heard. That's what I was very excited.
Nobody had tried, I guess maybe people have, but nobody that I knew of or had tried to put the two together.
Right.
And I laid, you know, ruminiscing and ceiling gazing and said, what do I do here, you know, and what do we do? Right. And it dawned on me, within the Chinese materia medica, within the Chinese herbal system, have been developed over centuries herbal formulas that tonify the spleen and warm the spleen in the middle jaw without going to the adrenals. That's the key. You don't want to go to your adrenals and like trying to get energy from that, because that we call false fire.
That's what people do.
That's what people are doing.
That's
to try
what
and
people
get...
are doing all day long.
I know.
There's many ways to do it.
Right. So I looked into the Chinese materia medica and I said, there are formulas
yes.
that have been designed to tonify and warm the spleen and help ameliorate damp.
Yeah.
And I went, well, they've got the answer right in their own materia medica.
Right.
But they only looked at it, the TCM looked at it in terms of a treatment of the condition of dampness to give them this formula, you know. But what if...
Instead of preventative.
What I said was, what I thought was, what if... And then I looked up all these herbs and made sure they were safe for mm-hmm. regular daily consumption, which they are. And I said, what if we thought in terms of using spleen chi, tonic herbal elixirs mm-hmm. for warming the middle jaw, we call it, and warming and drying the spleen, helping to metabolize moisture, not just act as a diuretic, but metabolize moisture into chi. What if we use these, what if we think of these in terms of being a daily adjunct to the mm-hmm. raw food diet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've gone to two or three Chinese doctors and mm-hmm. said this, and every one of them has said, yeah, you might be right.
Right. It makes sense. Oh, those intelligent practitioners.
So I'm very careful about what I do, and I'm, right. I spent the last 5 years just watching this, observing it, and it, from what I see, it seems to work. If a person has a yin constitution, which you can easily tell if you tend to just take in and absorb and be an absorbing person who's holding some moisture mm-hmm. here, you have a yin constitution. If your hands and feet are cold, if you're having some mental fog, and if there's yeah. sometimes excess blood loss okay. in the menstrual period, that means that not enough chi is being held upright. Chi is trickling down these things, right?
That's
so
then you
are a person who could really benefit from having these chi warming elixirs in your diet.
Mm.
Now I know there was a TCM practitioner, a couple of them that I've talked with, that they said, now look, this, you know, if you're going to talk about this kind of thing, it's a real science, and people really need to understand. Don't just take, you know, hey, this, I think this is warm, you know, oh, it's a staunch, I heard that's warm. It's not quite that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like, this is a formula that's been worked out over thousands of years, so I'll tell you what this formula is.
So you're saying this is a formula, mm-hmm. meaning all of these mm-hmm. things will come together
mm-hmm.
in a package.
Yes, they are composed of...
What's this one called?
I have a formula from Shaman Shack that's called Radiant Woman that has these in it.
Okay, I just have to say mm-hmm. that I see you, Shaman mm-hmm. Shack, all over. I went up to Ojai and it's at Rainbow Ridge.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
Those are the packages right. which I first saw at Euphoria Loves Revolution years ago where
yeah.
you developed
yeah.
the different packages that people could get that's right for them.
Yeah.
There also is Shaman Shack, you make the products that Cafe Gratitude
Shapeshifter.
Uses.
Shapeshifter. Yeah.
And what's in the I Am Immortal? Because I am.
That is my Three Immortals product.
That is a gorgeous product. I wish we had that here to show, but it's called Three Immortals, and it's it's a great tonic mixture if you don't want to.
I know.
Mess around.
ShamanShackHerbs.com. But my product Shapeshifter contains these herbs,
mm-hmm.
plus my product Radiant Woman. And my third chakra formula, which is another whole herb formula of mine. So I do whole herb formulas as well. So I want people to feel, touch, hold the herbs.
So these are whole herb formulas.
Yes, yes.
And the other ones, Three Immortals. And
Shapeshifter, they're powdered extracts.
They're powdered extracts.
They're kind of convenient and easy.
Right.
But this is
for brewing, a brew mm-hmm. at home.
Uh-huh. I provide a whole herb formula that has these in it. And it's the third chakra formula and also Radiant Woman. And then I have another formula called Chi. They're all three. It's your choice, but they're all pretty much the same. And they're on my website. You can see them. So this is the main herb right here that is used in TCM and in Chinese herbology for what we say warm the middle jiao, they call it. There's three jiao's. The lower jiao is the reproductive stuff.
Okay.
Second jiao is the metabolic. The third jiao is the respiratory.
So that's this.
Yeah, this is warming the middle jiao, the spleen. pancreas, duodenum, small intestine.
Middle jaw.
Where food is broken down and turned into and gotten into the bloodstream to make qi for the body. Mm-hmm. This herb is called white atractylodes.
Mm-hmm.
W-H, white, and then A-T-R-A-C-T-Y-L-O-D-E-S. Attractyl, okay. White atractylodes. This herb, we say warms the middle jaw. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. This herb warms the middle jaw. The number one for assisting the spleen in warming qi. Now, white atractylodes is always found combined with this herb. For the most part, it's always combined with this herb, poria. Now, poria is a mycelia of a fungi, but it is known to what we call transform damp into qi. It's a very famous herb in China among young women to keep a nice shape. When you combine these two, what you do is you warm mm-hmm. the spleen, the middle jaw, mm-hmm. and then you help transform any dampnesses there into qi, mm-hmm. so that water retention is not just acting as a diuretic, but it's, like I said, it's deriving energy, it's steaming it off, they say.
Okay.
And utilizing that for our daily energy needs. So poria and white atractylodes, mm-hmm. very important. Yeah. This herb is, I put in some formulas, this is in my qi formula, this is a citrus peel.
Mm-hmm.
And citrus peel is called a thermogenic, so it's just a little bit warming and making sure that things are warm mm-hmm. down there. That can be in the formula or not. Sometimes I don't put it in because it's really bitter, you know. And I like my teas that I make for people to taste good.
Yeah.
From there, what we want to do is we want to make sure that qi is moving.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have what was called qi stagnation. So anytime you have an accumulation of anything, it's qi stagnation. It could be masses in the uterine area. It could be water retention. It could be blood stagnation. You know, when people need to cleanse their liver,
mm-hmm.
that's called qi stagnation. So with women, we want to help with make sure that qi is always flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this herb, white peony root.
That's
beautiful.
This
is the root of the white peony flower. And this herb is famous in formulas for women's moon cycles to make sure just qi is flowing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I put it in with these qi herb formulas just to make sure that we assist the free flow of qi. You
mm-hmm.
know, then we put jujube date in this formula to what we call harmonize this formula, but it's also classified as a qi herb for just deriving a little bit of energy from it. Jujube date, the red jujube date. And by the way, the little jujube dates. Yeah. By the way, the little jujube dates are better than the big ones, according to the Chinese, the way they see. No, they're just a little sweeter and more concentrated.
Would you ever just eat it? Or
yeah, you? Sure, you can just eat them. I don't know how they work as a qi tonic, just eating them, they might be fine.
I really want to eat
it. But when you cook it in this tea, one of its very important functions, and what makes Chinese herbology so mm-hmm. sophisticated, one of the things that's so sophisticated is because they understand that you can take all these different herbs and put them together, but then you want to have what's called a harmonizer in the formula to sort of bring them mm-hmm. into harmony and in your body. And
okay.
this jujube date is called the harmonizing herb.
Okay.
The only other harmonizing herb is licorice root. I use jujube date in formulas where I want to tonify qi, and I use licorice root in formulas where I want to help cleanse the body.
Yeah.
And
is also good for the adrenals, yes?
Yeah, and I will put jujube in formulas generally for women for qi, and with mm-hmm. men, I will put in licorice root for qi. Because,
okay.
So then that's the harmonizer, and we're warming here, and we're moving qi.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we can do is we can assist the body in deriving iron from the food, from the vegetarian diet, because iron is a specific situation that needs to be looked at probably in another talk, because the iron from green plants is called ferric iron, and it's mm-hmm. Not as easily rendered out of the plant substrate and gotten into our blood. The reason our blood is red is because of iron, so we need iron.
Mm-hmm.
Iron is more readily and more easily attained through, animal diet. But what Dong Guai seems to do, and I don't personally advocate an animal diet. I've been a vegetarian for 10 years. But again, it depends on a person's individual constitution,
right.
whether someone feels they
tolerant and loving.
But the iron from meat is called ferrous iron, and it is easier for us, or it's referred to as heme iron. It's much easier for us to actually render into our blood, and that's why
mm-hmm.
Humans have eaten meat in the past and all that. And do. But Dong Guai has some kind of an effect on helping the body render more iron into the blood. It's still not known exactly how. I mean, there's a lot of research has been done on this, but they just don't know how still. But this is Dong Guai. Dong Guai is a very important herb in helping maintain blood levels.
I'm showing against your shirt.
if we have dampened spleen spleen qi deficiency, then our body can't build in blood as easily. Sometimes anemia can result in this too. So I always put up with women who are having spleen qi issues. I'll put a little bit of Dong Guai in there to help build the blood, help render strengthen
the blood.
Now,
if they're not having spleen, this can't hurt.
No,
you know what I mean?
Like,
if I'm not having issues, which I have to tell you, I used to have a lot of the symptoms you described. My hands used to be cold.
Yeah.
I used to have foggy. I used to, but I'm balanced now. But this certainly wouldn't hurt me.
Not at all.
In fact, pot of this.
I've kind of gotten lately where I throw a little bit of Dong Guai in just about every formula I make, because I figure women always need to build blood for one thing. Always, because women have moon cycles. But men need to also replenish and kind of cleanse their blood. Men's blood can actually get a little almost like rusty.
My dad talked about this. He's given like 11 gallons of blood in his lifetime, and he thinks that's helped him to stay healthy.
I know. Yeah, Dr. Gabriel Cousins said that to me one time. He said he thought that men's blood got a little bit rusty.
Because they're not replenishing the same as we are, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So donating some blood and then replenishing might be a good idea.
Okay.
I can't say as a professional on that, but you can think about it.
It kind of sounds like it makes sense, but anyway, Dong Guai sounds like a good idea.
And then lastly,
I
got some Romania.
Out.
Yeah, this is this is my favorite herb, I guess you might say. Reishi is probably my favorite herb, but that's
another talk we've
had on other things.
But this would be
my second favorite because it's a very complex herb in its prepared state, which this is, a prepared Romania, which is a secret process of steaming it in wine or something like that they do. Yeah.
It's like chewy.
Yeah,
and
it's very, very
sweet,
good.
Mm-hmm. And it's delicious. Can eating this piece be a not good idea? Like, does it sit in your stomach and not digest?
If you ate a little piece like that, I don't think there's going to be a problem. But it is contraindicated in the Chinese Materia Medica. It says, one contraindication is they said it's a kind of a slippery herb, so it could cause maybe a little bit of a
slipperiness
down to lower end, other end of what we eat. But I love this herb because this herb, it tonifies the kidney, but it helps the body nourish the blood. So it's kind of an interface between the qi herbs and the kidney. And the kidney is our longevity, our reproductive health, our genetics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our true adventure is being held in the kidneys, you know. And this is a kind of a segue herb between the qi herbs and the kidney. So I always put this in formulas to help that. Nourish and send a little of this good qi energy down to be nourished and held in the kidneys, you know, for long term. So this is a really sophisticated formula right here.
This is a beautiful.
It's pretty simple, safe, you know. There are minor contraindications with some of these herbs. For instance, a pregnant woman wouldn't want to take white peony because it moves qi, you know.
Right.
So we look at these kind of things, you know.
Right.
And so the TCM practitioners who warn against just the wholesale hobnob use of tonic herbs, they are correct in their sense.
They're
concerned because there's a history and a science behind it. But I find it to be pretty simple to understand because it's just to the core. I mean, the basic core of health is the same. It's about making sure the qi is flowing.
So if this resonates with you, if you feel that you could use moving qi in any way, then this is a safe way to go about adding tonic herbs into your diet, no matter what your diet is.
Generally considered safe. Do your research, look into your needs.
Check with your naturopath, check with your own intuition, check with your needs.
Mm-hmm. Even check with an acupuncturist who does herbs and see what they say, you know.
But what I do here on this channel is I just like to share information. I like to share what I do personally, what works for me. I like to make things taste good. So what I will do with this plate is brew a pot. And then, do you feel it's okay to add a little bit of coconut oil in a blend and make it taste good in certain ways? So that's what I do here, is that I don't tell anyone what to do. I just simply show what I do and how I can make things taste good.
Yeah.
So that's my place here. Mm-hmm. So for all of the practitioners out there, you know, hats off to you, and please consult your local practitioner to get a better handle on which ones would be really specifically right for you. But this is general. And it's interesting. interesting to me that herbs, the term herbs is a fruit. It's a, what is Romani? Is it a root or is
it's
it
a... It's a root of a plant.
It's that a root of a plant.
They process through some secret process of
secret.
Steaming it in wine.
Isn't that
no, nice? Apparently it's been done in this one little village in China for hundreds of years.
And
they don't let the secret
delicious.
Out. Yeah, it's very
so,
good.
So in order to get these packages, so in this package would be the third chakra or the...
Radiant Woman, or I also have a third formula called Qi, and that has Qi. The citrus peel in it. So my Qi
okay.
formula is really the closestly related.
I love
in fact,
it.
Every single herb here is in the Qi formula.
I'm going over to the pot right now. I use an Emile Henry clay pot, and it's filled with water, and I'm going to mm-hmm. go brew this. How long would you brew it for?
The traditional decoction method of this is about an hour on a very low simmer in a covered pot, and then
okay.
let it cool. I think it's really wonderful to let it cool all night. Like, take the pot off the stove and cover it with a big cloth or
and
towel.
And leave it out.
And leave it
overnight.
Out and let it slowly cool. The next morning you get up and it's still warm and it is, like, amazing.
It's
and then,
delicious.
Like you said, some agave, some cacao.
And you could cacao even to
almond
help
milk,
get to your...
You know,
your...
make a latte mocha thing.
I want to make you something right now, but we have to wait an hour to brew them. But
oh, you know, while we're on that, last thing I want to say is that sometimes if you go to a Chinese doctor, acupuncturist, and they give you their formulas, they can be those formulas that they work with in TCM can be very bitter and very intense.
Yes.
But one thing about the tonic herbs that I focus on in my lineage, that we focus on, is that they often, like you said, they taste pretty good. So these teas aren't bad. You know?
No, I can drink yours straight. Mm-hmm. Lovely. They're mm-hmm. absolutely lovely. Straight. I don't need to do too much to them, if anything. You could add a little titch of honey if you want, but I love it. And especially when
taste.
I know something is so good for me, it feels so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just can't. We're so lucky to have Romania here to just share this information because there's a lot of, you know, we don't need to work on fear. We need to work on mm-hmm. the love of raw food and the love of good, wholesome food mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. knowing how to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a big complicated thing. Just order some third chakra.
Yeah, it's our own personal education.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to look into what our unique nutrient needs are.
Yes.
But I think living food chewed well. Today, just a friend called on the phone and mentioned, you know, chewing, you know.
It's so important.
Like Dr. Bernard Jensen said, drink your food and chew your water.
I thought that
your
was
liquids.
Gandhi, but I don't know. Yeah, he said, I don't know. I just
yeah,
always
I think
thought
it was.
I don't know, but I'm sure Dr. Bernard Jensen, too, he says, right, drink your food and chew your liquid.
Uh-huh.
And I think we all need to remember that.
That assists qi. Because the first enzymes are in the saliva, and you're breaking up the cellulose with your mastication, that's going to assist qi a lot, right there.
Right. So instead of cooking your food, you can just chew it really well.
Right.
Note
mm-hmm.
to selves, everybody. I am so appreciative of you, and whenever Romania wants to come back, you're invited to talk about any tonic herb or any new idea that you have. Please take a look at his website, and thank you so much.
It's shamanshackherbs.com. My book, Healing Thresholds, is there. My other book, My Fictional Story, which I'm really proud of, is there, as you can see.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Get your greens on, everybody.
Thank
and
you,
your tonic
Dara, for
herbs.
Having me over.
You're welcome.
Ah.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, we left guys out of the equation.
Yes.
We realize that later on. We can't do that.
No, we're talking about women.
Although it's a simple discussion, and the men in the qi equation is a little bit mm-hmm. different because guys generally are kind of ruled by qi. They kind of always have qi. They kind of we call a yang constitution. So most men can eat a raw food diet and steam it off. You ever notice most raw food guys are skinny as a rail?
Yes.
And a lot of raw food women tend to be holding moisture. That's
yes.
because men have a yang constitution. So I was talking about the flame. And we don't worry. It doesn't affect us too much to take in cooling, dampening foods. We turn it into qi. And that's all good.
Mm-hmm.
What can happen with men sometimes is if a guy, qi stagnation in a man will oftentimes manifest as the belly going out like this. And that means a kind of a phlegmy qi stagnation that this can also help assist
Like mucus kind of stuff?
Yeah, mucusy stuff.
Wow.
A guy like that also needs to go through a cleanse, and a green juicing cleanse with cilantro juice and, you know, arugula juice and that kind of stuff. That would be good for him,
so
too.
So you're saying not necessarily a raw foodist man with all of that stagnation, or they might
no,
be?
No, you don't see raw foodist men with that.
No.
But when we look at, in the terms of qi stagnation, we're referring to with the water retention. With guys, it can manifest as a kind of a phlegmy, bulbous belly here.
Uh-huh.
But women can go out this way oftentimes, and men go out this way.
Got it.
And that they need to cleanse their blood, and then these kind of spleen tonics can work and help for them too.
Okay, so so which tonic formulas?
Something like this, including some stuff to cleanse the blood, like Bupleurum and Scute and ginger.
Okay,
you know.
So that will help, and that will also help with it, sometimes that's an intimacy blocker emotionally, right? When you develop
visually
that
too. Kind of
visually. We're going to talk about relationships next time. Don't we want Romania back? Because he has a lot to say.
We have a lot to say.
We have
on
a
that.
Lot to say yeah. on relationships and all of that jazz. So, and how tonic herbs can help that as well. So we so look forward to having you back. And yes, this is the real sign off. Okay, we're done.
Thank you. We get to hug again, though. That's a cool one.